paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know, we got Mario working the board today, so he's going to keep me online and stuff. But I need to get that song from Johnny Cash, you know, on the road again. Yep, we're on the road again. As a matter of fact, we're on the road for the next 2 weeks. Today, though, this past couple days, we are up at the Northbrook Shooting Sports Club up in Hainesville, Illinois. It's a great club just off Allegheny Road near Libertyville and that whole area, but it's a huge, beautiful club. Can't go wrong with that. But the reason we're here is because for the last, and I really can't remember, I hate to say this, 24, 23, 25 years, I have been helping the Ronald McDonald House Charities for Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana with all their Ronald McDonald houses raise money. And this is one of their fundraisers. They do several of them. They do golf thing. They do this. They do that. But this is the shooting sports. It's called Kids in Clays. And this was an event that was started here with the Ronald McDonald House in Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana by Glenn Lubesnick. And this thing has, the right term is not blown up, swelled, or whatever. But, you know, we have raised over $20 million. In those years, and it's going across the country where you're in the $40 or $50 million where money is raised for the houses. And I remember the Ronald McDonald House Charities is not part of McDonald's corporate. This is completely separate. And a lot of the franchise owners and volunteers work so hard to have these houses throughout the United States near hospitals. So if your child is sick, the best thing for that child is to have mom and dad close to them. And you can get a room at the Ronald McDonald House for the night, and they have a meal every night for the people that are there. But you're close to your child. You can go to visit your child right away. You can be around when the doctor's there. It is such a beautiful thing, and they do so much more stuff. They have buses that go to inner city to do medical tests and shots and everything else for the kids that need it to be going to school, get the proper immunizations that are, you know, is what we need. And there's so much that the Ronald McDonald House does, and I've been helping them out, so I need to stop talking and get out of my show. But listen, hey, if you're in the area in Hainesville, Illinois, stop on out there. You know, you can make a little donation if you'd like to, or you can just come and talk to Chauncey about the great outdoors. I'm there all day today. But it's a great event, and I have to, you know, congratulate them all who do this. And remember, you got to tell all your friends to listen to us on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN, or, you know, either go to the ESPN website, ESPN Chicago, not the big corporate one, the Chicago website. That's the important one. And then you can also go to my website at Chauncey's Great Outdoors and click on the word podcast, and you can hear today's show and one of the number of other shows that are in the library there. And it's easy as 1, 2, 3, and you're listening to us. This week's show, a really big show. First of all, we got Steve Bowman, where I'm going next week. He's a board member for the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. And they have an online auction that started yesterday. Talk about, you get jerseys from all the top, bass anglers. There's trips, there's hunting trips, you bid on all this stuff, and all this money goes to the board of fishing, the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, and they use it for programs to give scholarships to kids that want to become fishing reef biologists. That, you know, many different programs and activities for kids and women to be more involved in fishing. It's a great program, great thing, and Steve Bowman's going to talk to us about that and that auction. Can't go wrong there. And then my good buddy John Spann is coming on. Jonathan is coming. He's a part of the Friends of the NRA, which is not the NRA, the National Rifle Association, but they're Friends of the NRA, and they raise money for kids' programs, educational programs for kids, women, and a whole lot more. And not next week, in 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks away, they're having their fundraiser dinner and no long-winded speeches, just lots of games, lots of prizes, lots of raffles, all going on in Batavia, Illinois. But he's going to give us all the information when I get him on the phone, and it's going to be a lot of fun. If you're free to come out to that, I've been going to this one for a number of years, too. And last but not least, the Aiden Fishing Report. God, I don't even know I'm not sure if the boat's still in the water. I think it still is. We'll find out from Aiden because I don't read the report. I just do right away. But you know what? I'm getting a high sign from Mario that's saying, hey, Captain Tony's on the line. So let's take a run and hear what Captain Tony's got to say.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
Well, we're back out. We found him sitting in the boat next to the dock. So he's not on the dock, but he's in the boat. But he's waiting for us at Winthrop Harbor, sitting on the dock of the bay. Hey, Tony.
Hey, morning, Johns.
How's it going, buddy?
Really good. It was a good week here leading up to this weekend here. It's pretty nice out here. And last month, when you came out, we slayed him.
That was literally one of the absolute best, fantastic, unbelievable days I've ever been on your charter or anybody else's charter any time in my life. It was
It wasn't quick, but we got them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't, you know, 15 fish in 37 minutes, but we caught a full load of fish. We caught all of our lake trout. We caught coho. We caught kings. We caught, I mean, when you put them on that rack that says diamondghostcharters.com.
Yeah.
It was not easy to pick that up for.
No, no. We have nice fish on there. Yeah. We even caught a couple steelhead out there.
Yeah, we did.
It's that deep water fishing, you know, you're definitely this time of year, you're going to get a mixed bag in there. You know, we definitely try to target salmon and we try to target them all. But, you know, mainly this time of year, some of the kings are coming into harbors. Some of them were staging. Mm-hmm. You know, last week, I actually, before you came out that Monday, I mean, I was in, you know, 100 feet of water and we were slaying the kings. And we went out there and we started in there, but there was nothing left in there. We marked one fish. I don't know where these kings went, but... Mm-hmm. So we opted to troll all the way out to 220, and we found some fish.
Yeah, it was, you know, your ability to, and when I mean this, everyone who's listening to this, Tony never sits still. He is constantly adjusting, changing, even the slightest adjustment in a foot or two depth or, you know, up or down and or color of a lure or something. And this, it was like watching a master painter do his job. I mean, it was absolutely. And, you know, Donnie and Dina Weinreis, you know, were exceptionally grateful. Violet Talley was very happy and very grateful for all the effort that you put in. And I mean, it was absolute, Tony, it was, I have never seen you this hot and good.
Well, you know, you just gotta, you know what, you know, the key is, you know, being fishing every day. Mm-hmm. You know, you're out there every day and, you know, got good communication with other captains, you know, guys at the bait shop. You look at, you know, some stuff online, but the whole thing is being out there every day.
Yeah.
You know, and knowing, you know, where you were, what you tried, you know, and, you know, you got some favorite lures, run them. Mm-hmm. Lake trout program's pretty simple. Get some big pickles or whatever your favorite whatever is down there. Keep some high stuff out for the higher fish. Mm-hmm. We're market fishing at 100 foot level, but we didn't have nothing in there, so I adjusted my dipsies. Mm-hmm. to get to that level, and we started catching fish in that level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. And it, like I said, it was great. It was fantastic, and you can't go wrong. I know you've only got a couple more weeks before you're pulling out, but, I mean, you know, if somebody's interested in getting a hold of you to do something, if you have an open slot, what do they do, Tony?
Yeah, they would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. I do have a few mornings here and there available up and through the first week of October. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to get ready to stage and pull the boat out, start taking equipment off the boat. But mm-hmm. Hey, what was our average out there Wednesday? How many did we get in the boat? How many did we miss?
We did not miss one fish. This is what I can't. I mean, I have never done this.
No. And that's because you guys are professionals. You, Violet,
yeah.
Don and his wife, mm-hmm.
Deanna.
You guys are professionals on the mirage. You know what to do. I basically sat back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Deanna was netting. Donnie was netting. You guys were fighting the fish. Yeah. I don't fight fish. It's too much work for me.
Deanna was netting them. I mean, it was really, and I'm not kidding you, some of those Lakers, that's like, you know, you're pulling something big from off the bottom of the world there. Just you keep cranking, and they were like, I'm not going up yet, you know? I mean, it was, you like I said, what is that, the old TV show, you know, Sensei and Grasshopper? I can't remember the TV show, the Western, you know, we were the grasshoppers and Tony was Sensei teaching us. And I mean, it was absolutely a great trip.
Fun trip.
Yes. I mean, it was a fun trip, and we walked off the boat, we were laughing on the boat, laughing in the boat, laughing out of the boat. It was a perfect day.
Yeah. It was a good day fishing. Every day you get out there and it's not too rough out there and you put some fish in the boat, it's always a great day.
A few
days left here.
Yeah.
Hop out. Program, give me a call, get out there, we'll go catch some trout, and if we can find some silverfish, that's just a bonus.
Yeah. And next month in October, we may be having a special contest that we're going to be telling people about. Okay, Tony?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we got to keep a little bit of a lid on it, but I want people to keep October, I think it's October 19th is a Saturday. Let me real quick check that, because I don't want to say the wrong date. Yep, it's October. October 11th is going to be a special day, October 11th. And you're going to want to hear this, and you just may have some fun with Captain Tony and I. That's all I'm going to say. Okay?
Right. There you go. All right, guys. Be safe out there. Good fishing, and catch a lot of fish.
And what do we all yell, Tony?
Watching the fish on.
That's right, buddy. Take care. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever, with 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year. Each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Chauncey here for Waterworks. Grab your gear and life jackets and come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, who want to help you save more money and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest. And let's not forget those fall color rides on the water with your friends and family. Waterworks is offering till September 28th up to $6,000 rebate on certain in-stock 2025 Lund boats powered by a Mercury outboard, and up to $2,500 on certain in-stock low boats powered by a Mercury outboard, all waiting for your fall adventures to begin. So if you want to save some cash and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest, and let's not forget those fall color rides, come into Waterworks for that in-stock 2025 Lund or low boat rebate powered by your Mercury outboard and enjoy a fun certified boat from Waterworks and save a ton of cash. Call them at 708-798-9700 or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and tell them you want that Chauncey price.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Now take down your fishing pole.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, that can be heard everywhere east of the Mississippi River, and even our big fan base that we now have in Europe that keeps growing, which kind of surprises me, but I'm not complaining. On the phone with me right now, wherever you're a bass fisherman, whether you're in the United States, Europe, Canada, and listen to this program, we've got something cool that's happening next week. Okay, next week on the 25th it ends. And with me is Steve Bowman, one of the... Are you on the executive board, Steve, of the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame?
I'm on the board of directors. There's an executive board. There's also a board of directors, or a board of, you know, just a board that advisors, more or less.
So. Okay. All right. Steve Bowman has been in the fishing industry, in the bass fishing business, you know, the tournaments, media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And at the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, which is happening on the 25th of this month, but the 5 days prior to that, we are having an unbelievable auction, aren't you?
Yeah, it's actually probably one of the cooler things that goes on in the fishing world, at least the United States, for a lot of cool things, and there's big reasons behind it, and there's big reasons for it, and it's really just it's a way. What we use, what you're referring to, is the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame auction,
right?
And these are items that are gathered throughout the year, and they're experiences that you can have at probably a really good price. There are experiences you can have with maybe fishermen you love who only give those things to the Hall of Fame, and there's everything from fishing trips, fishing equipment, to hunting trips and hunting equipment, and anything to do with the outdoors. all with one purpose in mind, and that is to raise money that the Hall of Fame then turns around and uses for its conservation efforts around the United States. I mean, we do a lot of really cool things. We provide a lot of really cool, scholarships for kids who are getting into the fisheries management or world, et cetera. And it's, you know, a lot of people think the Hall of Fame is a group that basically we're here to enshrine the people and who have made a big impact on bass fishing in the country and the world. But that's one part of it. We have an incredible enshrinement ceremony, an incredible walking Hall of Fame in Springfield, Missouri, and the wonders of wildlife. But the reality of it is that's not all we do. I mean, we really love the fact that we're not only taking, putting the Roland Martins and the Bill Nances and the Rick Kluns and making them, available for people to know about 20, 30, 100 years from now. But we take it very seriously in the fact that somebody also needs to help take care of the resource and the resource that, you know, because the real Hall of Famer in the Hall of Fame is the bass.
Yeah.
And where the bass lives, how the bass lives, what kind of habitat they're in, that kind of thing, clean water. I mean, that's been a part of the sport of bass fishing for the very beginning. I mean, we all want to take care of this little green, brown fish that swims and provides so much to our lives. So many of the things that we do are conservation related. We provide money to agencies. We provide money to groups that want to improve their fisheries at home. I'm really high on one program lately, and that's the put some transmitters, radio transmitters, and smallmouth bass and in the Great Lakes. Now, we did, the Hall of Fame paid for 15 of those to track, there's 200 of them out there, and there's all these radio little transponder things, but we wanted 15 of those to come from a tournament caught environment, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not just go out and gather a fish, put a transmitter in it, and put it back out. It's the fish that's going about his business. He thinks he's seeing a goby. He bites, he fights, he gets to the boat, he gets thrown in a 2-foot by 4-foot live well system, takes a rough ride across the lake, gets out of there, thrown in a bag, goes to the weigh in, held up, goes back in the bag, then has surgery, then goes back out to the lake. And we want to see how that is impacting along with the other fish. And it's pretty amazing to see how incredible one in this case is 15 smallmouth, 3 to 4 years or 3 to 4 pounds, a little more in some cases, how resilient and tough and cool they really are, because we've done this for 2 years, and the ones that we tagged 2 years ago are still out there swimming around.
Oh yeah.
And these guys, they swim. The average smallmouth in the Great Lakes moves about 600 yards a day.
Yeah,
some of them will go miles, and some of them will get just. I mean, it's just really it really helps us understand where our place is as recreational users and tournament anglers, et cetera, and how we can do things better. So that's money well spent, and the money that we get, and with that money comes straight from this auction.
Yeah, so, and I'm not trashing any of the smallmouth that live around the country, but for some odd reason, those smallmouth that live in the Great Lakes, they got a little bit ornerier attitude, and they think they're three times the size they really are. They just have,
And the amazing thing about it is we aged those fish before when we were putting the transmitters in. Mm-hmm. They average about 6, 7, 8 to 10 years old, some of them even older.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to the Great Lakes and you catch a 4 or 5 pound fish, you've caught a 6, 7, 8 year old fish, if not older. And, you know, any of the sports that you report on your show, you know, the deer hunter is looking for the oldest deer. The turkey hunter is looking for the oldest turkey. Those are the ones that are the most challenged and the ones that just really, I mean, every fish out there in a lot of those Great Lakes fisheries are trophies. Okay. Every one of them.
They are.
It's amazing.
And, you know, so, this auction that you, that it's going to start on the 18th, I think it is, right?
Yes, sir.
It starts on the 18th. I mean, I'm just looking through it. I mean, you can bid on Ott Defoe's signed jersey, Mark Davis, Edwin Evers, Todd Faircloth, Alton Jones, Gary Klein, Skeet Reese. That'd be a fun one. Freddie Rubenis, Terry Scroggins, Jeff Sprague. That's just jersey. How about a monster mid-America trout fishing? Don't obey the White River Lodge. I mean, whoa, baby. Call me up on that one, you know? I mean, there's
all kinds of stuff in there. There's, you know, there's a hog hunt in Texas with Chris Alvain.
Smallmouth bass on the St. Lawrence.
Right.
You know,
deer hunts with a variety of these guys, turkey hunts with a variety of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, our top pros in the country really appreciate the work that is done out there, and they're willing to put their money where their mouth is or their time where their mouth is, and they give trips. I mean, we have frog hunts, for goodness sakes, and a lot of cool things that take place around the country. That's like, I'd like to introduce somebody to this, or I'm going to do this in the fall, or I'm going to do this in my off season, and I can have somebody come join me and do these things. And some of them are true bucket list thing for the majority of us.
You know? Yeah. I mean, here's one. If you're not a bass fisherman, all right, sign me up on this one. Mr. Crappie. Yeah. Wally.
Yeah.
You can go fish at Wally. I'm there, man.
He gives the Hall of Fame a trip every year and has for I don't know how many years. But I mean, part of that is he understands that a healthy bass fishery means a healthy crappie fishery.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got, you know, Gerald Crawford's photography, super guy, unbelievable. You know, waterproof speakers, replica mounts of your trophy bass. You can bid on one of them. It just goes on and on and on, Steve. I mean, it's unbelievable what you have here.
One of the cool items that you probably hadn't run across yet, but is in there is Craig Lamb, who is actually getting inducted this year. He handles the top fishing baits section, so the winning lures from every elite event, right? So he does that, and people go to it on Bassmaster.com. They see the lures that are won. Well, then they have. I mean, he actually made an effort to get the winning lure, the actual lure that was used, or the bait that was used in each one of those events, and it's framed and in there for if somebody wanted the winning lure from all nine elite this year during the Bassmaster Elite Series.
It's the
little things that are kind of unique. There's a driftwood fish in there that this was a driftwood log that washed up on the bank at the Bassmaster Elite event at Ten Killer, and it looked like a fish, and with a little bit of help, it now looks like a fish. But I mean, you know, it's just everything. There's just things that you're not going to get, and you're not going to see anywhere else.
No,
they're just really, really cool items in there.
And that's the important thing. And this whole auction, It started yesterday, the 18th, and it's going to go through to the 25th. So you got to get your bids in. You sign, go to the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, click on auction, and, you know, make sure you sign up, get in. You could even join the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. It's only $25 to be a member. So join up. It's not going to hurt you. And this way you can get your bids in and you can follow your bids and watch them, because there are some super things here, Steve. I mean, I'm going to be putting my bid. Well, I'm going to be down there for the event. So I'm going to be putting my bid in live when I'm sitting at the table watching everybody else's bid. Okay.
Well, come on.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on, Steve, this morning, okay?
I appreciate it, and thank you, Chauncey.
No problem.
Have a good day.
Steve Bowman, everybody, from the one of the members of the board of directors for the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, and many, many years in the bass tournaments for all across this country. You cannot go wrong. Just a wealth of knowledge and somebody who's dedicated to the outdoors. Once again, thanks for coming on, Steve.
Thank you, brother.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Chauncey here for Waterworks. Grab your gear and life jackets and come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, who want to help you save more money and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest. And let's not forget those fall color rides on the water with your friends and family. Waterworks is offering till September 28th up to $6,000 rebate on certain in-stock 2025 Lund boats powered by a Mercury outboard, and up to $2,500 on certain in-stock low boats powered by a Mercury outboard, all waiting for your fall adventures to begin. So if you want to save some cash and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest, and let's not forget those fall color rides, come into Waterworks for that in-stock 2025 Lund or low boat rebate powered by your Mercury outboard, and enjoy a fun certified boat from Waterworks and save a ton of cash. Call them at 708-798-9700 or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and tell them you want that Chauncey price. If fishing is your passion, then you, your friends, and family need to meet up at the monthly meeting of Walleyes Unlimited USA. This fishing club is recognized as one of the top multi-species fishing clubs in the country and is in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. And it has been educating anglers and family for over 5 decades. So don't just sit around and think about fishing. Come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the Hideaway Pub and Eatery, 9643 South 76th Street in Franklin, Wisconsin, this month, Tuesday, September 30th at 6 p.m., and hear fishing educator Mark O'Neill. His presentation will focus on the latest electronic technologies that now exist and how to use these technologies to target multi-species trophy fish on local lakes. He'll talk live sonars, installation, setup options, and more about powering your marine electronics. So you don't want to miss this one, so become a better angler and come to the Wisconsin meeting of the Walleyes Unlimited USA September 30th at the Hideaway Pub and Eatery, 9643 South 76th Street in Franklin, Wisconsin. And next month, October 29th, at the Illinois American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee at 6 p.m. also. Go to walleyesunlimitedusa.org for more information. Be there and be a better angler.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
With the hand yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I want you to get your calendar out. Yes, I want you to get your calendar out. Because in, what, basically 2 weeks and a day or something like that, a really cool thing that I have been going to, I guess with my good friend, John Spain, it's so cool. John, tell everybody where I'm going on October 5th.
Chauncey, thanks so much for having me on your show, as always. I really appreciate your support of this event. It's the 32nd annual Fox Valley Area Friends of the NRA event, and it's on Sunday, October 5th. Doors open at 3:30, 5 o'clock dinner. There are raffles. There's all kinds of fun stuff. It's just a great event for any outdoorsman or outdoors lady who appreciates the shooting events.
Exactly. It really is. I mean, it's, you know, there's not a, you know, there's, I'm trying to figure out a nice way. I mean, you're not listening to everybody give these long-winded speeches. This is a fun event. This is a great dinner. You can buy some cocktails. Nothing wrong with that, you know, because when you buy cocktails, sometimes you buy a few extra chances, you know. But yeah, there's so many auctions and games and, you know, from the club, from the Friends of the NRA. Yes, there's a lot of shooting items. There's, you know, some handguns and long guns, but there's a lot of sporting goods stuff that is on a, I don't want to call it a silent auction, but you drop your ticket in, I think it is. And
right. The bucket raffles.
That's what it's called.
You know, you drop your ticket in and you can win something. And remember, this is not about the NRA.
No.
This is about the Friends of the NRA. This is a charity event. Mm-hmm. And the Friends of the NRA donate back so much money in grants for the shooting sports, for youth shooting. It's unbelievable.
That's why I love going to this, because this, you know, this is the Fox River Valley. Am I getting it right? Yeah, Fox Valley. Yeah.
Fox Valley Friends of the NRA.
Friends of the NRA. You know, youth groups that camp, you know, within camps, or, you know, youth groups where they're doing hunter safety. There's youth, you know, really, and even helping out when there's a function where women learning to shoot, and, you know, firearm safety and how to, you know, do trap and ski. This Fox Valley Friends of the NRA do so much out there to help these organizations, and this is the way you bring it to those people, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it's just an absolutely fun event. And just want all your listeners to maybe get the idea to come out and have some fun with us. Doesn't cost a whole lot of money, but you can always donate, and all your money goes back to youth shooting.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly it. That's all the money that you make is going back into youth shooting programs, which is something I just, like I said, I can't even say thank you enough on this one. And I mean, I know single tickets are like $50 each, and this year it's a buffet dinner. I don't remember a buffet. We didn't have a buffet dinner last year.
No. We've changed things up a bit. It's going to be a buffet dinner, but yes, entry is $50. And then you can, any of your listeners can sign up for early bird packages for raffle tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, the packages and the tickets that you get are just really, you know, super deals. You know, the $100 tier packages, you get $200 in tickets.
Correct.
And all this other stuff. There's a 200 tier raffle, which you get 400 tickets. Oh my God, 400 tickets for the raffles and stuff. And I mean, there is just so much. And then there's side events going on and things like this. And this is where, you know, people need to realize that
this, the being a friend of the NRA is literally teaching how to do it safely. Just like, you know what? We all say when we're driving down the road, a lot of people shouldn't have gotten their damn driver's licenses out of the Cracker Jack box. God, I just aged myself by saying that. But, you know, here you're taught to do something safely. Hey, when you're going to school or when I was a kid, my mother was teaching me how to cut things up for dinner, whether it's vegetables or meat or things like that. She taught you how to use a butcher knife, a big sharp knife. And, you know, it's the same thing. When you're taught how to do something that I'm not even going to say, but just where you might get hurt and you're learning to do it safely, whether it's driving a car, using a pocket knife, using a butcher knife, using an axe, cutting down a tree. These are all things you learn to do it safely. And same thing goes with firearms, teaching our kids that what's safe about them and how to use them safely is just something they're going to enjoy for the rest of their life. That's how I put it. I don't know. I could be wrong, Johnny. You tell me.
I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. Guns are not an issue. People who misuse guns are an issue.
That's right. That's exactly it. And I got to tell you, you know, when I'm at this event and last year I won an orange backpack that I gave to my grandson, Aiden. He loves it because it's bright orange. He uses it when he goes out deer hunting, of course. You know, and I think I won a pocket knife that I gave to one of my granddaughters, my only granddaughter. And so, I mean, it's there's so much other stuff there. And then there's, you know, packages for, you had like wine baskets and you had, I think there are, saw some trips in that, the bucket raffle and things like that. I mean, literally, there's so much there.
There is so much stuff. It's unbelievable.
I think that's an excellent thing to call it, stuff.
Yeah.
I think there's so much stuff that's there. And like I says, when, you know, helping out so many different organizations to properly teach, you know, firearm safety and use of the firearms, this is where you really see a kid learns how to responsibility. A kid learns responsibility by going through these programs, and that just extends into the rest of their life. It's not just about shooting a 22 at a range. It's about, he understands, I got a responsibility to do this. I have a responsibility not to drop garbage on the ground. It teaches them responsibility that works its way into other aspects of everything you do. And that's why I love going to this event, because, you know, the ripple, it's like set up dominoes and they all fall down. That's exactly what this thing is. It's all the different things that kids and women will learn from. Just the domino effect just spreads out and it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. God, I need to get off my soapbox.
No. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. These are the traditions and the respect that we grew up with,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to pass it down to the next generation.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and you know, I've got to tell you, when I love to go hunting, when one of my friends is bringing a grandson or a younger son or whatever, or a niece or a nephew. And when you're walking up to the group, you know, they'll be in the field. You'll see that kid take his shotgun, break it open, and pull the shells out while you're walking towards him, because he's showing you the respect of, hey, see, everything is safe here. This is what's so cool, John. I mean, I know. Get off the soapbox, John.
No, you're absolutely right. And gun safety and the hunting sports,
yeah,
are something that need mentoring. Anybody can take a rod and reel and go down by the creek and cast a line.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to learn shooting sports and hunting, you need a mentor to take you out. Yeah. I remember the first time somebody took me out pheasant hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear as a bell in my mind right now.
Yeah. Those are things. And, you know, I'm not, you know, coming to this event, the buffet dinner, unbelievable. All of the bucket prizes, the other raffles that you can get into, the games that they play. I love looking at these games and watching people. But, you know, more and more women are coming to this event every year because they're there with their spouse or their boyfriends, but they're also there. There's a lot of single moms out there that have got kids that they want to teach their kids fishing, and they want to teach their kids gun safety. They want to teach their kids how to, you know, go hunting, but maybe their dad or grandpa didn't take them like you always took the grandson in the family, where the women are now becoming more and more popular in the shooting sports to get into the outdoors and be part of it. I know a good friend of mine, Katie Cook, her and a group of, I think about 8 or 10 women love to come to these events because they started from nowhere. And now they're going on pheasant hunting trips, duck hunting trips, and just going to the range and having fun. Like they're going to the bowling alley. And then when they're all done, they go out and have dinner. You know, that's what the outdoors is. It's the camaraderie. And that's what something like this does. And if you come to this event, if anyone, the women are out there listening to me, you will have a great time. Make sure you come up to me and say, hey, I listen to your show, Jones. But please come out to something like this because you will have so much fun. You're going to make sure you're there next year again and again and again. It really is. All right, guys, John, you got to tell me to get off my soapbox here, you know?
Well, Chauncey, again, you always do such a great job. This isn't about guys. This is about all of us.
Yeah. It is. It is. And, you know, once again, it's the Fox Valley area, Friends of the NRA. It's called the Firearm Frenzy and Fundraising Event, Sunday, October 5th. It's on a Sunday, so don't get crazy. That, oh, my God, what day? What? It's on a Sunday, nice and easy. You don't have to worry about all the stuff you got to do on Saturday. At the Lincoln Inn Banquets, 1345 South Batavia Road, drove by it yesterday, as a matter of fact. I waved to the building. Doors open at 3:30, you said?
Correct.
Okay, and dinner's at 5, and you are just going to have one great time at this event. And if somebody wants to get in on and purchase a ticket online, what's the best way for them to do it? Is there a phone number?
There is, and there's also a website.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you would like to call, mm-hmm. it's area code 630-551-6794, or you can email Fox Valley FNRA at gmail.com.
Okay, cool.
All the information will come up on your screen. Mm-hmm. And if any of your listeners are interested, orders placed or postmarked before September 20th get double the tickets.
Mm. So that means you got to do it today.
Today. Yeah.
You got to do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. You got to do it today. And that's the important thing. Jonathan, once again, I thank you for having me come to this event every year. I just enjoy this so much, and I meet more new friends that I can't even tell you, but I have a great time, great food, great camaraderie, a couple of cocktails, and you know, spend a little bit on a raffle because it's always fun to try to win something, isn't it?
it definitely is, Trance. And I really appreciate your friendship and your devotion to the outdoor life.
Oh, thank you so very much, Jonathan. Everyone, this is my good friend, Jonathan Spain. Just a great outdoorsman. I can't even tell you how much he has taught me about the great outdoors. John, thanks for coming on the program.
Chauncey, thank you so much, and I'll see you at the event.
That's right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Chauncey here for Waterworks. Grab your gear and life jackets and come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, who want to help you save more money and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest. And let's not forget those fall color rides on the water with your friends and family.
Waterworks is offering till September 28th up to $6,000 rebate on certain in-stock 2025 Lund boats powered by a Mercury outboard and up to $2,500 on certain in-stock low boats powered by a Mercury outboard, all waiting for your fall adventures to begin. So if you want to save some cash and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest, and let's not forget those fall color rides, come into Waterworks for that in-stock 2025 Lund or low boat rebate powered by your Mercury outboard and enjoy a fun certified boat from Waterworks and save a ton of cash. Call them at 708-798-9700 or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and tell them you want that Chauncey Price.
Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. Easy.
I always want to dance when I hear that bluegill boogie. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, boy, I better hold on to your seats because I got a lot of stuff to shove in a one-pound can. Okay, first of all, I did get a report from Aiden. I saw it during the last commercial break, and it says, "Papa, we had a group of friends go out on the boat," and this is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. "We went out on the boat on Lake Michigan, and we found salmon from 70 to 250 feet of water. We did get Chinook salmon 50 to 120 feet down in 70 to 30, 130 feet of water. We were told if we went blue water fishing, that you call going way out there, we caught some immature salmon, probably that was, you know, 2 and 3 year old kings, along with a few steelhead and lake trout, green or blue glow spoons, and a white flasher. Flies worked well. My buddies that were fishing off the pier casting spoons for salmon said they didn't do real well. We had a good time. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Remember, bring me some stuff. I'm getting low in my tackle box." Kid, though, he's always on the make, you know. That's pretty. "See you soon, your fishing magician, Aiden." And then once again is my grandson's fishing report for Western Michigan. Lake Michigan, he'll probably fish in inland waters because that boat's got to come out pretty quick. Okay, and we want to thank Waterworks for being the sponsor of that. Let's get in a couple of other things. This rain has brought a lot of needed water back into the Midwest areas, ponds, rivers, lakes, and that's the important thing. We all needed the water. Cook County Forest Preserve Saturday morning. Rain was going to be good. If you're fishing bodies of water that has groundwater running into it, because that's going to activate the water and the fish are going to be looking for food, oxygenated water, and all kinds of things where you see that coming in. And it could be a drainage ditch, a culvert, whatever. Those are all the things. Skokie Lagoons, bass, cats, and gills are very active near moving water. Axe Head Lake, look for those bluegills and a few, you know, bass moving along the shoreline. Maple Lake, pike, and on larger minnows under a bobber. And you know what? Bass are going to hit them also. So that's okay. It's a double. Bullhead and bluegill along the shoreline is another good spot to try. Any small baits or gills will work. And nightcrawler pieces on the bottom, that's, you're just saying, Mr. Bullhead, come on over. Bullhead are good to eat. Try one. Try one. Don't complain. Tampier, shoreline, and off the peninsula are your two places that I'm going to want to try right now. Lake Michigan shoreline anglers for salmon are getting them before dawn and into the evening on spoons. Boats are kind of hanging closer to shore, which is a good sign. Really no perch reports in the Chicagoland area. If you're going to fish salmon in Chicago, have a long handle net. You cannot grab your line and pull a 12 or plus pound salmon straight up out of the water because you're going to hear that sound we don't like to hear, ping, and it's the line breaking. Have a long handle net. Rock bass in the harbors are doing well, and sheephead are also doing pretty good. Billy Heim, a good friend of ours, is fishing Geneva and said fish are definitely going to try to move in a fall pattern. They caught them a little bit deeper in 32 feet of water. Plastics caught only a few fish. It's a live bait bite. And those perch on Geneva, the little ones that they use for bait, ooh, baby, he said it was good. Good, good, good. Man, there's so much I got to get down here. Below the Dells Dam, we're seeing some action on a Wolf River rig. Say that without coffee in the morning. they caught sheephead, rock bass, largemouth bass, and some catfish activity below the Dells Dam. That's good action. I like to hear that. Up in Oneida County in northern Wisconsin, we're seeing water temperatures around 66 degrees. And look for submerged bumps around islands, green weeds. And Mario St. Chauncey, sports memorabilia, wants to get on, so shush. And I like to leave you once again with a Native American proverb. But you know what? Once again, we're out trying to raise money, and we're going to raise $330,000. But you know what? We can always use more for the Ronald McDonald Houses for Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. Northbrook Gun Club, Haynesville, Illinois. That's where I'm at. But my Native American proverb is from the Iroquois Nation. The greatest strength is gentleness. The greatest strength a man can have is gentleness. How very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We really are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. And let's do something for the kids who are in the hospitals and keep their parents close to them by letting them stay at a Ronald McDonald House. Come on out, everybody. We'll see you soon. Next week, on the road in Missouri. Take care. Bye-bye.
Gary Owen.
Like, I always took a lot of personal pride in keeping all my personal business off the internet, you know? And we all got those people, they want to put all their business out there every day on Facebook and Instagram. And they always start their posts out like this. Now, y'all know, I don't like putting my personal business out there. I go, no, you put all your business out there. That's why I follow you.
Gary Owen.
I go to your page to feel better about my life, right?
Saturday, November 29th, the venue at Horseshoe Casino. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Play smart. Must be 21 or older to gamble or attend events.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a top-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low, fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10.
From the State Street Studio, this is WMVP WTBC HD2, Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.